Hi, I'm Anita. Hi, I'm Anita. This is the second episode of Intimacy. And I know the title is totally crazy. It's Attack of the Ass Gerbil. I came up with the title because of an Eminem song. It hit me like, this would be a great title. And what the first question, besides where did I come up with the title, is what are ass gerbils? Ass gerbils, I did put this on the definition of the show, they are wretched. I had to use that word because they're miserable, wretched. It sounded so much worse. But basically, they are people who habitually criticize everything and everyone, even though their lives are the most messed up. They could be the drunk teacher who didn't become a ballet dancer and will give you an F for having a semicolon instead of a colon. They can be relatives, and if they are relatives, they are the worst. And it's like, how do you deal with them? What do you do when they call? What do you, like, just how can you tolerate these wretched people? I've had them in my life, and I didn't relate it to them, and I've also had them as coworkers, and it's like, oh my gosh, you put half as much energy into your, my thing to say is bitching, moaning, complaining about stuff that doesn't even affect you. Like, that's the key. Nobody cares. Oh, and in college and grade school and high school, oh my gosh, your boyfriend, your birthday's on Valentine's Day. Your boyfriend's not here. Why do you care about what I'm doing? I'm not fucking him. Never met him. It's not your boyfriend. Not the reason. Now, why isn't he here? Fix your own issues, please, before doing that. What are your effects with people who are those ass gerbils? And that's just the nicest way, because they really, literally are always up your ass. Like, oh my gosh. Like, you want to go to the hospital to remove them, but you can't. Because, well, considering how big a rectum is, and you can't really go to the hospital. What is there a polite way to deal with them? Do you just not pay them any attention? Or just let them run rampant and destroy your lives? If you would like to call it, and I would so love to hear your opinion on them, my guest call-in number is 213-943-3495. Again, if you'd like to tell a story, or you have been, or you are a and this, I would love to hear from these people most of all, reformed ass gerbils. The number is 213-943-3495. And if you'd like to hear more history, I did go to school for media. You would know I'm not working in media. And I love radio. I love hearing the sound of voices. It's a warmth. And also with writing, but not a writer. So that's why I decided to do, well, I started out writing, but I changed from writing, and I went to media, and I fell in love with radio, not with television, because frankly, I don't like wearing makeup that much if I can help it, and just love sitting behind a audio console and just playing music. It's fun. And I started doing the show online, and one of the great things about doing it online, it's not a big screen, but you can do it. Right? It's not easy to do, but it's a great feel. So, anyway, if you have any ass gerbils, feel free to tell me about them. How do you deal with them? What do you do when they come up? Have you ever been one? How did you stop being one? what causes people to be one? Well, besides my opinion of them, and it's just like, I'm not intending, it's just like an asshole. Everybody has one. So just give me your opinion. I'd love to hear it. The number is 213-943-3495. Thank you. And I'm not calling guests because I have friends who listen to the show, but I'm not call them without their permission to, like, hey, you want to tell me about your ass? If I wasn't on the show and they can call in so you can hear them or any other guest out there. That would just be an invasion of trust and privacy, and I do have limits. But if a guest were to call and accidentally get hung up on, I would be more than happy to call them back. I know I sound like customer service. I got certified in customer service years ago, and that was a very odd thing. But I did learn to. I did. Get certified in that and CPR, and it wasn't through the volunteer, the obvious place, but it was necessary. Anyway, the calling number is 213-943-3495. And I have another question. I naturally have a million and one questions. Which one is worse, having them in your life or working with them? Well, either way, they're in your life. Having them in your home or having them at your job? Because you need your job, and sometimes you spend more time at work than with your family. Or is it the random person in line? It's like, oh, why are you wearing that? Did you buy it? Wondering. And they just feel this entitlement to tell you everything like they're your mother. I don't. So really, to hear the opinions of other people, especially people who are the reformed ones, would definitely, because I've noticed that the Astro, they don't feel like, except probably my thing, they do not feel like or believe they are. They don't feel like they're doing anything wrong. They are in this level of hallucinatory denial. Like, they just don't see it. They don't see their problem. I don't know if they want to see it. Or if they know they have their problem, but they will, every nook and cranny of everything, like, you are going bald, you are a female going bald before you're 30, but you're telling me how to do my hair. Your baby daddy is bi, but you're criticizing how I write my notes. I have a wonderful gay husband. You find out your boyfriend, you are female, you find out your boyfriend's bi, and you feel the need to criticize someone from head to toe, like, really? No, it doesn't work. Why did you do your hair like that? Why don't you wear something else? And yes, it is. Itchy or annoying, like, and they have flirted with you to take their own criticism. And I've learned from Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends, and there's this great quote, people have their own perceived, this is an effect of Astro, their own perceived prejudices. So they get offended. They're the people who, Astro, are the people who get the most offended when you call them out. Like, what do you expect people not to call you out, or, like, you're entitled to say everything that comes into your head and critter and complain and moan that doesn't affect you. And you just wonder, if you put half as much energy into complaining and to criticize, habitually criticizing others, maybe you wouldn't have this, your own stuff. This is a ramble because this is a topic that I've dealt with many, many years. And got 3 minutes screaming, oh, my gosh, this was a really important topic to me. And I would love to hear perspective from listeners. The number is 213-943-3495. I have 3 minutes and 15 seconds to listen to you talk, answer, and just have a dialogue. It would be lovely to hear another person's opinion about this. I know everybody's had one. They're not the most comfortable people to be around. They are just the level of superiority and denial in those people. It's amazing. I don't even think you could buy that level of, I don't even think a great drug could induce that level of denial with your issue. But no, they're not, it's like, no, they're in front of you. They are, you can't miss them. It is the equivalent of a 9-foot-tall drag queen with rainbow hair. You can't miss it unless you are blind. And even then, you're probably walking into the person. With them, you don't see it. It's not there. It's not there. No. You're wrong. This is wrong. And it's not even their job. Like, maybe in a former lifetime, they were critics, and people booed them so much, or they were just horrible critics. So now they're trying to perfect it, and eventually they'll reach a higher level of nirvana critiquism. I don't know, but they just are wretched. These fast rebels are the most wretched people. I just don't like using that word. People in the world, like, how can you be that miserable, and they infect others? How do you keep from being infected by these wretched people if you can't? And in some cases, you can't avoid them. How do you find the internal strength to block them, to just block them from destroying you or turning you into one of them? Like the Walking Dead plague. Used to be happy, used to be like in order, and then you start to feel this level of dreary misery because of their constant. And I wonder if it's because they love the company of not being the only miserable, wretched person on the planet. But the irony is they drive people away. You don't want to be around them. They're miserable. And I oddly enough have 21 seconds left on my show. And it's almost 16. I don't have a call, but feel free to write in. This is intimacy because it's more than just sex. I'm Anita, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you.